Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we glitched it for two. Okay. Well, good evening, everybody, and good evening, ghouls. This is Doc. Tonight's show, we kind of had a bit of a scheduling issue. So the Sludge Pit Gore and Giggles 2 officially has been transmogrified into Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. And I actually have three movies to review for everyone tonight. This is going to be kind of a short show due to only three movies and the fact that I have to get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. So anyway, all right. Starting out, I want to let all listeners know that I'm actually moving at this coming Sunday, not today, but this coming Sunday, 1 week from today. I'll hopefully be lodged up someplace in central New York, getting ready to go to my new job on Monday. And hopefully that Monday, October 7th. So hopefully that all goes well. Anyway. The first two movies I'm going to talk to everybody about is a Something Weird video DVD double feature starring Betty Page in Verities and Teaserama, with Tempest Storm, Lily St. Cyr, In Color, double feature, Delectable Damsels and Daring Dances. I'm reading off the front cover here. Now, reading off the back, basically, to sum up this, these are two burlesque-type films, so there's a slight bit of, of course, women dancing and stripping and so on, but it's not exactly what you would expect. What? Yeah, let's just talk about Verities first. Now, back in, 1954, when this movie was made, it was extremely hot to trot, if you understand what I'm saying. It was extremely erotic back then. Now it's like watching a waffle maker. Not very exciting, but I digress. But this is actually a kind of like one of those movies that reflects the sexual freedoms of the time, which was fairly restrained back in 1954. Now, there is no nudity to speak of whatsoever in Verities. You see like maybe an inch of a butt cheek, and that's it, which is perfectly fine because, like I said, it's basically from the time in America where things were very restrictive. But anyway, you have a bunch of girls. Betty Page is one of them, doing the Dance of the Seven Veils. Of course, that if you are familiar with burlesque shows, that's a stripped down to, but there's only that goes through four. So this is like more tasteful, air quotes, tasteful burlesque. But the thing is, there's jokes in this movie. That it's like you have the girls, then you have who are also professional dancers, actresses, everything. And then you've got these little comedy bits with these guys that just, oh boy, by 1954 standards, they were absolutely hysterical. And they make a lot of sexist jokes and everything. For example, women in the kitchen, I won't go any further than that. Because by today's standards, that is a huge no-no, extremely disrespectful, and I just had a hiccup, but that's fine. They were not very entertaining at all by today's humor standards. But if you kind of put that to the back of your mind, you might get a chuckle going, wow, society has really changed since 1954. I gotta admit, this is a really, really tame movie. And it was, it was put up by Something Weird Video. And there was actually a lawsuit involving this DVD, or a version of this movie. Betty Page's estate sued Something Weird Video, and because they were marketing it and selling it. And her state argued that marketing materials for the videos infringe on Paige's rights as a celebrity. District court ruled against Paige's estate because of something where a video had 100% legitimately paid for the rights to the film and all people were in. So there you go. Now, this movie was made by a gentleman by the name of Irving Klaw, K-L-A-W, and he did a few of these movies. One of them was like Striporama, and there was also Teaserama, which is also on this disc. It's Verities and Teaserama. Basically, there's Betty Page is in this movie a little bit, and I got to admit, she's got this really cute smile, and she's really, really beautiful. Actually, all the women are, but there's something about Betty, you just go, wow, when you see her. And if you hop over to the Teaserama, it's basically the same thing, just slightly different. And Irving Klaw produced and basically put the idea out that this movie was a documentary about, well, burlesque girls. And Betty Page is in this one, and she's kind of like put to the side a bit. You know, she does like little menial things, like, you know, puts on the title card of who's going to be, you know, who's coming out next. You've got the same type of jokes and burlesque type little stuff. You know? Vicky Lynn appeared in drag in this. I forgot to mention. And basically, yeah, that's included too. So it's pretty cool. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of actually slightly bored with both of these movies because I was expecting something a little bit more risque. But it's because I was looking by today's standards. Now, once again, way back in the 50s, and this was extremely risque. You know, we saw a butt cheek. You know, there's a couple like pasties in there, and it's really, if you wanted to rate it by today's standards, the sexuality in the film is probably rated PG. The off-color jokes, probably, but probably not going to like PG-13 range, but a lot of people will definitely not be happy with the type of jokes. Of course, dealing with women and other people, the jokes are not tasteful, but like I said, that's the 1950s for you. Just got to remember that this came out in 1955 and things in America were much different. I'm not making excuses for the film. I want anybody who actually sees this to realize that this came from a different era, an era where, well, women were mostly, you know, in the home or working as secretaries or, you know, knitting. It's completely different from today, where women can be president of companies. They can be president of the United States for, you know, they can, a woman by in today's world can do everything and anything she imagines, or anything that she wants to do, job wise, career wise, you know, that everything. Back in the 50s, it's just like, oh, Leave It to Beaver. Yeah, that's basically the best way I can describe it, is like Leave It to Beaver on steroids. So, yeah, for like burlesque and risque type flicks, this is a great DVD for that. I mean, if you're looking for something that'll get you, well, excited to say this isn't it. But it's, you know, there's a very good commentary by David Friedman. You have the trailers, and there's a little bit of, there's a couple scenes from Striporama in this with Betty Page, and she actually talks in the scenes. That's a pretty cool, you know, inclusion. But altogether, I would say this DVD is worth it if you're into kitschy type stuff, burlesque. And it's, you know, not for kids, of course, but it's definitely okay. It's kind of boring if you're, like I said, you're looking for something exciting by today's standards. Meh. But if you have the mindset of somebody from 1954, you're going to be all over this. Okay. So that is Something Weird DVDs, Betty Page and Variety's and Teaserama. Yay! Okay. Now, next up, this is actually a Blu-ray I've been holding on to for a little while here. It is The Deadly Mantis. Now, Deadly Mantis is a universal horror flick, sci-fi horror flick, from 1957. And it's, of course, a giant praying mantis. Now, this film has got one, I've mentioned, there actually is a Deadly Mantis film from 1978, but that's not the one. This is the 1957 film. So this has got 1950s science logic, which, you know, but by today's standards is like, it's not very logically good science. So basically this movie starts out with a volcano in the South Seas erupting, which causes a roll of me on this one, everybody, a glacier or iceberg to calve, which means to break, in the Arctic, which wakes up a 200-foot-long, very hungry, very angry, very large praying mantis. And this also involves radar, this thing called the dew line, and, you know, so you've got the military tracking the mantis. The mantis, of course, attacks a couple airplanes, military base, military outpost, eats a lot of people, which you don't see because, well, this is the 1950s. You don't exactly want to see, or you don't exactly see, like, excessive amounts of violence or anything. The movie is excessively silly. There's a whole theory going on, which is sort of kind of still a theory nowadays about animals being flash frozen, and if they are thawed correctly, they will come back to life. So that's the whole cryogenics thing, like, you know, people who die, they get frozen, and then sometime in the future, they'll be unfrozen, defrosted, brought back to life. That's 1950s sci-fi logic for you. I may be wrong. Maybe there could be a Sunday where, you have to defrost somebody, you throw them in a microwave, don't have them there too long because they'll pop because it's a microwave. But, I don't think that's going to work very well. But back to the Deadly Mantis from Freezing People. Anyway. So, yeah, it's silly. It is absolutely and utterly silly. The mantis itself looks good, but its movements are extremely jerky because it's a puppet, basically. They use the usual sci-fi, I call it the monster roar that everybody knows in your He-Man and, you know, all the 80s cartoons and everything all the way back to when this was made. It's a really decent atmosphere. It's in black and white, of course. And looking at the Blu-ray here, it says on the front cover, "This was the day that engulfed the world in terror." It actually takes place over several days to a week or more. You can tell just by, like, oh, it's dark now. Oh, it's light now. Oh, it's dark now. Oh, it's light now. So, yeah. There are some really cool special features on the Blu-ray. It's a 2K scan, audio commentary with film historians Tom Weaver and David Schechter. I know Tom Weaver personally, really cool guy. Mystery Science then has the Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode, The Deadly Mantis. That is awesome. And there's a little reason why that this Blu-ray comes with the release of The Deadly Mantis by MST3K is because Shout Factory owns the rights to Mystery Science Theater 3000. And, of course, The Deadly Mantis. So, Shao has been doing this thing lately where if they release a film that's been on Mystery Science Theater 3000, they will license, they'll put out the episode of MST3K. Now, some other companies that have put out movies that have been on MST3K, Shout has been really, really good about licensing them the episode that MST3K has done on movie. So that's really cool. And also Film Crew, not Film Crew, Riff Tracks. That Riff Tracks they've been showing up on some Blu-ray releases. Also, like the colorized version of Plan 9 from Outer Space. Their riff tracks of that was hysterical, by the way. But anyway, getting back to the Deadly Mantis here. This is one of those fun flicks that I would definitely suggest anybody who likes giant monster movies should check this out. If you like giant bug movies like Them, Beginning of the End, definitely check it out. Beginning of the End was actually made by Burt Eichhorn. I'll have to do a show on that someday because I actually had breakfast with Burt Eichhorn several times. Well, I'll talk about that some other time. Some other show. So let me see here. Who is in this? Craig Stevens. Craig Stevens, William Hopper, Alex Tilton, and Pat Conway. Music is actually, believe it in this movie, it's uncredited, but what they think it's Irving Gertz and William Lava. It's kind of like the usual Universal fare, like the movie, the monster comes on, it's like, da-da! Almost kind of close to Creature from Black Lagoon, but not that epic or not, you know, not on the nose, not exactly the same thing. All right, so the Betty Page, kind of wrapping everything up here, the Betty Page DVD is currently around $35 on Amazon. You may be able to find it cheaper over on eBay. That's up to you whether. And also, actually, you know what? Cut those two right out. If you can hop over to Something Weird actual website, which you have to be over 18 or 21 to enter, because there are some adult materials, do so and buy it directly from Something Weird Video, because that way you're directly helping them out. And the Deadly Mantis is also available pretty much everywhere. You can get it through Best Buy, FYE, Amazon, and and eBay, of course. So that's pretty much all I got for tonight. We were going to do Gore and Giggles Part 2, officially Part 2, but we had some scheduling conflicts, and I'm the only one here tonight, which is a good thing. It's not a good thing, but it's definitely an okay thing. So we will definitely work into Gore and Giggles Part 2 sometime soon here. We just keep moving things around because of my schedule and the fact that I'm moving. Now, Monday, as in tomorrow, Carl will be having an episode of his show. It's called Carl's Cavern, our favorite concerts that we're not exactly, let me rephrase that. We are talking about different concerts that we have been to, not primarily orchestra music, but every type of concert that we've been to. I've been to some pretty cool concerts, you know, in my young days. So I'll definitely throw those in there. So that's going to be a really cool show tomorrow, 8 p.m. We're going to be going live with that. And it's 8 p.m. Eastern for Carl's Cavern, our favorite live shows. And then probably Wednesday, if I have a moment to breathe, I will try and do another movie review for Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. And then hopefully, if things don't get too crazy, next Sunday, as in October 6th, we should be able to pull off Gore and Giggles Part 2, officially. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening tonight, and I really appreciate it. Have a great night. Bye-bye.